सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
यैनं वेत्ति हन्तारं यस्यैनं मन्यते हतम् उभौ तौ न विजानीतो नायं हन्ति न हन्यते. इन श्लोक नंबर 19 ऑफ चैप्टर 2 लॉर्ड सेज उभौ तौ न विजानीतो बोथ ऑफ देम डोंट नो व्हाट यैनं वेत्ति हन्तारं इफ समबडी सेज दैट आई एम किलर और यस्यैनं मन्यते हतम दैट आई एम किल्ड उभौ तौ न विजानीतो बोथ ऑफ देम नॉट राइट मीनिंग आत्मन इज नीदर डूअर नॉर एंजॉयर आत्मन इज अकर्ता एंड नथिंग कैन बी डन ऑन आत्मन नो एक्शन कैन बी परफॉर्म्ड ऑन आत्मन नो एक्शन नायम हंती न हन्यते आई एम नॉट द किलर nor I can be killed by anybody. Why? Na jayate mriyate va, na jayate, because I am not born. Since I am not born, there is no question of death. Na mriyate. Achha, sometimes it may happen when the creation comes into existence, at that time you are born, or at the time of dissolution of the whole universe. Maybe at that time you die. No, kadachit, never. भूत्वा अभिविता वा न भूय वंस केम इन टू एग्जिस्टेंस आफ्टर दैट देर इज नो मॉडिफिकेशन इन दैट नो चेंज इन दैट वाई सो अज अज मीन्स नॉट बॉर्न नित्य इटर्नल शाश्वतम शाश्वतम नो डिके ऑलवेज विद्यमान ऑलवेज प्रेजेंट पुराना मोस्ट एंशियंट पुराना न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे व्हेन द शरीर डाइज व्हेन द बॉडी इज किल्ड एट दैट टाइम आत्मन इज नॉट किल्ड आत्मन इज नॉट किल्ड नेक्स्ट
वेदा विनाशिनम नित्यम
वेदा विनाशिनं नित्यं
ययेनमजमव्ययम्
ययेनमजव्ययम् कथं स पुरुषः पार्थ
कं घातयति हन्तिकम्
कं घातयति हन्तिकम्
वेदा विनाशिनं नित्यं ययेनमजमव्ययम् कथं स पुरुषः पार्थ कं घातयति हन्तिकम्
यः एनं वेदः यः ही हू सो एनं दिस वेद नोज वन हू नोज सेल्फ इन दिस वे वन हू नोज आत्मन और सेल्फ इन दिस वे विच वे इट वॉज सेड अर्लियर It is ajah, it is nitya, saswata, purana, nahanti, nahanyate. That atman is not doer. If somebody knows this way, and in this verse it is said, abhinasinam, ajam, abhyam, three more qualities are said here. Abhinasi, that is indestructible. Abhinasi. Ajam, again unborn, abhyam, immutable. If somebody knows this way that Atma is not karta, Then, sapurusa katham hanti? Then how can he kill? If atma is a karta, how can he kill? Or sa katham ghateti? How can one make other to kill? How can he make other to kill? Atma is a karta. Where from this karta bhav comes? We all have karta bhav. Arjuna also had this karta bhav. The karta bhav comes when we associate with upadhi. Upadhi means with the conditioning, with the body. When we associate with the body, then karta bhav comes. And Atman or Brahman is akarta. Akarta means without upadhi, without body. So Jnani considers himself as akarta, even though he has got body. He is acting in the world with his body, but still he considers himself akarta. Because he is not identified with the body, therefore akarta. So there is no anatmani atmabuddhi. Anatmani, body is atma. Body is anatma. So we all have got atma buddhi in anatma. This body is anatma. But we all think this is atma. And everything we do for this body. And we have got the jagat satya buddhi. Is it not so? We think the jagat is real. We are transacting with this world. But the jnani has no satya buddhi in world. So Jnani is not attached with his anatma body. Jnani is not attached with the jagat. Still he is acting in the world, and whatever action is done by Jnani, those are not actions. They are all called akarma. They will not bring any fruits to him because akarta. If you become karta, then you have to become bhokta. Simple. So Lord wants to say, Arjun, if you understand this, then how can you become the killer of Atman? If you understand whatever I have said, that Atma is akarta, then how you can be the killer of Aja, unborn Atma? You are thinking, I will be killing all these Kauravas. How can you kill Atman? You cannot kill. Or how can you say that I am instigating you to kill? Both ways it is not possible, because Atman is akarta. Both ways is not possible. Next. No, see, he was suffering because he was associated with the body and was associated with all his relatives. He knew very well that he has come to the battlefield to fight with whom? He knew very well he is going to fight with Kaurav. But when he came to the battlefield, instead of saying enemy, Shatru, he is seeing Mama, Chacha, Sasur, Bhai, Bandhu, and all that, he started seeing that. And then something, because of his association, he started suffering. These people will be killed, started weeping. We also do the same thing. He is suffering, my child is suffering. Child is also crying, mother is crying, father is also crying, all the people are sorry, crying. So if you understand who are you body? If you are body, you will always suffer. Why you will suffer? Because body will change, body will perish, body will modify, body will become sick, it will become old. You will suffer. If you think you are that Atman which is not born, which is the most ancient, there is no modification in it, there is no question of death, then there is no suffering. No suffering. Next.
Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Navani grinhani naro grinhati naro parani. Navani grinhati naro parani. Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani. Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani. Anyani sayati navani dehi.
Anyani sayati navani dehi.
Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Navani grinhati naro parani. Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani. Anyani sayati navani dehi.
Very famous words. Vasansi jirnani, vasansi, clothes. Jirnani, old. But you can include outdated also. We have got many clothes which are out of fashion, outdated. You don't wear bell bottom now. You might be having couple of... Vasansi jirnani. Not only that, amma, if you wear one sari in one party, next time you don't wear the same sari in the other party. Vasansi jirnani. Vasansi jirnani yatha vihaya, having cast away. Navani grinnati naraha parani. And a person takes a new one. Tatha sarirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanyati navani dehi. Similarly, the dehi cast away the old body and take the new body. What is this dehi? How many bodies we have? One or three? Do you all agree with Subhiji? Subhiji is saying we have got three bodies. Do you all agree? No, people have got doubt, I think. No, she doesn't agree. Raghunath, how many bodies you have got? Three or one? One, you see? I'm telling you. Subhiji is not right. You see, when you study scripture, you will come to know that really we have got three bodies. One is the sthula sarir, gross body, another is sukshma sarir, and third is karan sarir, causal body. Sthula sarir, sukshma sarir, karan sarir. This sukshma sarir and karan sarir is called dehi here. In verse number 13, the word dehin came. There dehin means atma. Here dehi means subtle body and causal body. Aja, when you cast away your old clothes and you wear new clothes, is there any suffering? No. Only thing you do is that you change your clothes, not in public. You always close all your windows and doors, then you change. Is not so? Similarly, dehi does the same thing. Dehi will change its dress, but not in presence of public. We are not able to see, oh, he has come out from this day and gone into that. No, we can't see. Have you seen? No. It changes. Achha. We change our dress many times in the day. At night our dress is different. Then after that we take our bath and we wear something different dress for puja. Then we go to office, different dress. Evening we go to say some party, again different dress. Or you want to go to play something, and different dress. You change dresses. Is there any sorrow in changing? No, there is no sorrow. Similarly, dehi has got no sorrow. Who decides to change dress? Is it not your mind? Now I am going to office, I have to wear this. I am going to club, now dress will be like this. I am going to satsang, I will wear pajama and Punjabi, Indian dress, Indian outfit. Who decide? I decide. Similarly, subtle body decides whether my this gross body is now fit for giving the experience which I like. You always change your dress according to your like. Is it not so? I will give you an example, then it will be clear. A rich person buys every year new car. If the new model comes, for him the old model has become useless. He bought a Rolls Royce, now it has become useless. He wants to dispose it of, and the Rolls Royce has done only 1,000 miles. It is as good as new, but now he wants to buy a new one. So for him, this old Rolls Royce is Jirnani Basansi Jirnani, is old and new one. Who decided? But we always think he is a fool. This is only 1,000 miles done, and he is saying that now this is Jirnani, I don't want it. I knew a person who never used to wash his clothes, you know. He will go to the market, buy a new one, wear it for 1 day, 2 days, and after that, dustbin. Like you go to a doctor, sometimes they give you some dress to wear and discard and throw it there only. Same way. So it is my choice. So the sukshma and karan sarir of a person decides whether, even if it is 20-year-old or 10-year-old, whether this body will give me the type of experience which I want. If I think this body is not going to give me the experience which I want, discard. Sukshma sarir will discard this, take another body. Many people ask, why this young man of 20 years died? It is his sukshma sarir decided that. So this verse indicates that there is a reincarnation, rebirth indicates. Next.
Nainam chindanti shastrani.
Nainam chindanti shastrani.
Nainam dahati pavakah.
Nainam dahati pavakah.
Nachainam kledayantyapah.
Nachainam kledayantapah.
Nashoshayati marutah.
Nashoshayati marutah.
Nainam chindanti shastrani. Nainam dahati pavakah. Na chainam kledayantyapah. Na shoshayati marutah.
So why is this self changeless? Because na enam chindanti sastrani. Sastrani means the weapons, they can't cleave it. So if you want to say that, no, I want to cut Brahman into small pieces, I will bring a knife and he said, Nayanam chindanti sastrani, you can't cut it with weapon. Why you can't cut it with weapon? No gross, no gross body. Actually, there is no part in it. It is homogeneous one mass. You can't cut it. With the weapon, if you take a sword, can you cut air? Or if the fire is there, can you cut fire like this? No. What does that mean? With the gross, you cannot destroy subtle. A sword is gross, subtler than this sword is water, air, fire. With the sword, you cannot cut water, you cannot cut fire, you cannot cut air also. So So by gross you cannot destroy subtle. One region. And second region, because it has not no parts. Therefore it can't be cut. A thing can be destroyed in five ways. First is by the weapon. Weapon means made of earth. Where from you get metal? Metal is coming from earth. Second is water. How water can destroy? Flood. Suppose there is a heavy rain, then what happens? Many villages are all washed away by the flood. Water. Fire, that you know. With fire everything can be burned. Air. Air removes moisture. Dehydrated peas we go and buy from the market. Is it not so? Peas you buy? Dehydrated. Moisture taken out. This Atman, it cannot be wetted also. Why it cannot be wetted? Because there is no sponge in it. It's not porous. If you put a bread in water or in milk, it will dissolve. But we cannot put that Atman in water. It's not porous thing. Or in the fire, it's not an object that you can put fire. In fire, everything can be burnt. But if you put the self in that, no? Truly speaking, the essence of fire is self. Fire itself cannot destroy itself. It cannot destroy its essence. We see that everything is being burnt in space. Everything is burnt in the space. Have you seen space being burnt? So much of fire is happening in the on the west coast, is it? California side. Is the space burnt? No. If the fire cannot destroy the space, what to talk about the Atman or the Brahman, who is even subtler than space? Fourth way. And the fifth way. Say anything can be destroyed by weapon, objects of the world, water, fire, air, and fifth is death. And we have already seen that Atman is na jayate na mriyate. There is no question of death there. Next.
Acheddoyam madayoyam.
Acheddoyam
madayoyam. Akleddo yashoshayeva cha. Akleddo ashoshayeva cha. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu. Achaloyam sanatanah. Achaloyam sanatanah. Acheddoyam madayoyam. Akleddo ashoshayeva cha. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu. Achaloyam sanatanah.
Same thought, but in different way it is said. Acheddoyam, this self can't be cut. Adayoyam, this self can't be burned. Akleddo, can't be wetted. Asosya, can't be dried. Same thing. What is the difference between verse number 24 and verse number 23? 23 is saying the same thing. 24 is also same thing. So 24 is in passive voice, 23 is in active voice. That is the difference. Passive voice and active voice. Why it can't be destroyed by earth, fire, air and water? Because it is nitya. Because it is nitya, sarvada ek rupam, always of one type. It is nitya. So anything which is nitya has to be sarvagataha, all pervading, it has to be infinite. Anything which has to be nitya, it has to be infinite. How do you say that? What is our experience? Our experience is anitya is always destroyed by these five methods. Anitya can be destroyed by earth. Earth means with the weapons, with water, with air and fire, or death. That is anitya. And all anitya are limited. Is it not so? Everything which is perishable is all limited. If anything is nitya, then it has to be ananta, sarvagataha. Did you get the inference? No. In the world, what we see? Everything is perishing. Anitya. It's all temporary. Why they are temporary? Because they are all limited in space. Table, chair, building, light, fan, tree. Everything is limited. Simit. So anything which is simit, which is limited, is perishable. So anitya is perishable, nitya is permanent. Anything which is permanent has to be sarvagatam, infinite, ananta. And how is that? Sthanu achala. Sthanu achala. There is no movement in that. To indicate that in the Atman or in the Brahman there is no movement, two words are used, sthanu and achal. Sthanu and achal. So achal means, we find in the whole world there are two types of things, movable and immovable. So plants are movable. Plants are immovable. But when you see in the Chicago with the breeze, it's not moving, but at the end it is moving. To discard that, there is no movement in that Atman or Brahman, sthanu. Achala, all the animals or the human being, they all move. But that Atman or Brahman don't move. Why don't it move? Thasathas bhara hua hai. It is full to the brim. How can you move? No, you can't move it. Full to brim. Sthanu. Then Sanatan. Sanatan is most ancient. Sanatan, most ancient. Even it was there before time. Before time it was there. What is time? Time means it is the interval between two events. Two events. If you ask a scientist, he will give you this definition. Time means difference between two events. And if you ask any Rishi Muni, he will say time is time is the interval or difference between two thoughts. Like you will see, then when the first thought comes, it is time is zero. Is it not so? When the children start race, 100 meters race. So when they start at that time, the time is zero. Ready, steady, go. Then the time starts. So at the time of first event or at the time of first thought, it is the time is zero. When the second thought or second event happens, then we say this much of time has taken. Therefore, the smallest unit of time is second, not first.
Have you ever thought on this? It is always after the first, then come the second. Therefore, the measuring unit is second.
But this Atman was present at the time of the first thought also. Who saw the first thought?
Atman was present.
When the time was zero, at that time it was there. Therefore, Sanatan. More. Similarly, this Brahma Vidya is also very old.
As old as this ancient Purush, Brahman. And that Vidya is still valid. Many people, very highly educated people, ask, Gita? It was written 5,000 years ago. Do you think it is still valid? We have advanced so much. People doubt it. But it is still valid. Why it is valid? Still valid? It is Sanatan Dham. There is no change in the model. Ramji also had only two legs and two hands and two eyes. Lord Krishna also in Treta and Dwapar were the same model. In Kali Yuga also, same model. There is no change. Only the age change, you know. Age change. Age from Satyug to Kaliyug, it drops. In Puran, you will find Satyug, people used to sit and meditate for 10,000 years. See? Can we imagine 10,000? They could not even think of that the people will be living 100 years in Kaliyug. Those who are meditating 10,000 years at a time. Can you imagine that the end of Kali Yuga, the age of human being will be only 30 years? Can you believe? Bhagavatam says that. At the end of Kali Yuga, what is the end of Kali Yuga? How long is Kali Yuga? 4,32,000 years is Kali Yuga. And we have just crossed 5,000 years. 5,300 years we have crossed. So 4,32,000 minus 5,200 years, that still we have to go. At the end of Kali Yuga, the life of human being will be 30 years. I don't know whether you will find doctor at that time or not. Or the people will be born with the doctor degree, I don't know. Next.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam.
Avikaroyam uchyate.
Adhikaroyam uchyate.
Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Nanu shochitum arhasi.
Nanu shochitum arhasi.
Avyaktoyam achintyoyam. Avikaroyam uchyate. Tasmadevam viditvainam. Nanu shochitum arhasi.
Avyaktoyam. I am is avyakta, unmanifest. Avyakta. What is vyakta? Vyakta means manifest. Thing which you can see. The Atman or Brahman, you can never see. Abhyakta, unmanifest. Abhyaktoyam. Achintyoyam, it cannot be grasped by mind also. Achintyoyam. Or cannot be grasped with organs of perception also. Cannot be grasped by organs of perception and mind. Avikaryam uchyate, it is no modification in that. It is not changing, unchangeable. Avikaryam uchyate. Tasmat evam vividitva enam na anusochitum arhasi. Arjun, you understand this. If you understand this, then there is no question of grief.
There is no question of grief. Why are you grieving? So abhyakta, nobody can show you, Atman in the test tube. And scientists don't believe Atman because nobody is able to produce Atman in test tube so that they can put it on fire or put on some acid or chemical and find out the nature of that Atman. Abhyakta. Achintoyam, you cannot be grasped by mind. Grasped by mind means what? It can never become an object like this. Your organs of perception and mind can perceive only objects. But that is subject. And that subject never becomes object. Avikarya, there is no change in that. No modification in that. So Arjun, you understand this. That is permanent. Nobody can destroy it. It has got no doership, no killership. If you understand this, then na anusochitum arhasi, then there is no question of socha, no question of grief. So with this verse, Bhagwan has completed one set of arguments. That argument is Atma is Nitya. This thing Lord has shown from verse number 11 of chapter 2 to verse number 25. One aspect, Atma is Nitya. Since Atma is Nitya, there is no question of its death. Why are you worrying? Why you are feeling sad? Why you are grieving? There is no question of grieving. So in this way, Lord has proved na asato vidyate bhava, na abhavo vidyate sata. So this is clear. This he has made clear. Now, as with us, Arjuna also had the same situation. He could not understand anything. The Lord will come down. This is the knowledge given from the Atma level. Now he will come to Jivatma level. Therefore, after that he will come to body level. Then he will further come down to Shishtachar level. From different level, he will prove that there is no question of grief. Why are you grieving? So one set of argument with this is over. So if you want to learn more about it, then what we have to do? You have to come in September 2019. This is last class. Next class will be 2019. That means next September you have to come.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.